It's the last day of class in Kitty Eddie's combined kindergarten and first grade classroom. You'd think it'd be hard to gather the students, but it just takes counting down from five in Tlingit.
Come on over! Hey, Jin! Dong Kwoon! Nuts!
Are you going to make it, brother?
Hey!
Blake! You're the teacher's
Blake Dasa! Thank you. Woo. Even on the last day, we can do this.
It's the time of day when the students sing and dance. The Tlingit culture, language, and literacy program began in 2000 with help from a federal grant. It's a collaboration between the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and the Juneau School District. The two founding teachers were Nancy Douglas and Kitty Eddie. Eddie says the first year was a lot of work.
We worked every single day to try to pull together a classroom that was different than the normal classroom that was based on our culture.
Since then, the program has grown to include all the elementary grades at Harborview. Eddie says that the immersion classrooms are similar to other classrooms in that they do the required math and reading.
I think how we are very different in that we really work to build, and not that you don't do it in a classroom, but we really build a family unit so that you have a group of children who come in and want to be here and that they belong.
Eddie says she knew the program was on the right track at the end of the first year party when all the students' grandmothers were in tears.
It was the very first time in their lives that they had heard our language spoken in a public school. And I really think for all of us, it really brought to light, wow, we are doing something incredible and impacting not only the kids, but families.
Eddie engenders the family approach with help from Elder Selena Everson and language specialist Jessica Chester, among others. Chester was born and raised in Juneau and is grateful for what the program is doing.
I never had teachers like Miss Kitty or Miss Nancy. And so my first year here, the way I saw them work with our children was so much different than the way I was treated and my brother and my sister were treated when we were kids. And I just saw that, and something inside me grew, and it made me a better person. It made, you know, our community better. And I will forever be grateful for them, for the work they did.
Eddie says the students' test scores have good years and bad years, just like any other classroom.
When you think about success, it's more than just what the data tells us, in that when you have kids happy to walk in the door in the morning and they are engaged in what you're doing and that they figure out who they are as a person.
Eddie has a message for her fellow teachers and for the future of the program.
I hope that the staff will be able to come together and really work together to create a program that's not based on the curriculum that we're mandated with. And I think that they're all amazing people who really are going to need to have fight in them to be able to make changes that need to be made.
And if they need help, Eddie says not to worry. She'll come back to sub sometimes for her kid time and to check in on the family. In Juneau, I'm Scott Burton.